to, that I've talked about previously with the constable commissions. They're not either trained or, and I'll be honest with you, they would not be capable of.
I've seen a couple of them, and I don't mean challenge them as physically challenging.
Yeah.
Just, hi, how you doing? What brings you out here tonight? And then
and
making
that's,
a.
We do that now. But as far as, going that step further, we don't. We'll contact the local authorities for that. But yeah, we had an issue one night with the trains when they were dismantling the trains. One night, one of our guards challenged them on what they were doing here. And it worked out well. I mean, our SLP really worked out well. So, like I said, most of them have been here a while. They know the way, so to speak. So.
And I've seen them, and I can tell you, I appreciate what they've done. I mean, I saw them checking the doors and everything, and I was glad to see it, personally. Anybody?
I can't imagine anybody having issues, any tenant out here having issues with security guard checking to make sure his door's locked. They could call, the security guard called me one night, I left the door unlocked, standing open, the lights on.
Well, I guess some of the issues that were mentioned were if we do find a door locked or a door open, a window open, along with the procedures of what to do at that time, included in those procedures, do you all want to be notified at 1 or 2 in the morning that we found a door open? These are procedures that we would like to put in place, but we're looking for guidance on how you guys want to handle this. And that's another issue with it.
How many buildings do you have on the airport?
Well, we got 17 tenants in the industrial park. Several buildings for some of them. And,
50-plus buildings, probably.
Yeah. Maybe 50.
Is there a recommended, would this be fair to ask you to make a recommendation to the advisory committee so for us to bless, and, or is that out of our realm, or is that something that goes
well,
to the council?
Well, I think there's very few tenants on the committee. I think, if you're going to get, you want to know what the tenants think, we're going to have to put it out to the rest of the tenants. And that was kind of what I was trying to do in the beginning, and it didn't work out the way I hoped it would. But,
is there any benefit to having badges for people that have a reason to be on the airport?
We got the magnetic card, so I mean, if you have a magnetic card,
that gets you in the gate. But I mean, you have transient air crews that come through here in the middle of the night. There's only a few places where they should be. Somebody out flying for fun.
Well, I don't know. We got 350 employees over pass, and every one of them has a badge.
Right.
They're all confined to a small area. It's just a thought that if you didn't want to challenge somebody, if you had a reason to be on the airport property, if you had a badge, security guard just simply asks for the person's badge, and you show it to them.
Some airports do require that.
Yeah.
There's a cost associated with that, too, so you got to balance the need with the
cost. A lot of administrative problems, administrative expense to run something like that. I can imagine.
You have workers, like we work.
Don't you want to have to be administering badges, taking pictures, and issuing it all with badges for everybody that comes and goes out here?
Well,
you'd have to hire another FTE to handle all of that.
And not only that, but the security folks then would have to challenge to see the badge, and you don't want to get into that from what I'm hearing.
Could I clarify that a bit?
Yes, sir.
All aircraft have registration certificates in them. So if you show the registration of your aircraft and your identification, that should clear up anything.
But the registration may not have your name on it.
Right.
It may be
most
an LLC.
Mine doesn't.
Most do not have a name on them.
Yeah.
Right.
Most airplanes are in an LLC. Delaware LLC.
I can say this, Joe's run he just picked up security, but he has run a safety program for all our county employees for a number of years. And it's a situation that it's constantly evolving, but I have faith in Joe. He's been able to, put together a good safety program, but still allow our people to do their work at the same time. So I think, given the chance, he's only been doing this for a short time. I think you can administer this program and make it work.
And that's why I say, from my personal view here, I can't speak